Lauren Sill didn't make the end of February deadline to rid her office space of personal items.
I have pictures of my daughter, and I have calendars, and just different notes and I guess pictures and decorations tacked to the walls, and a bunch of coffee cups. I think those we're allowed to keep up until we move, so those probably don't have to go quite yet. And plants. I have plants.
Sill is a subsistence resource specialist for the Department of Fish and Game. She's been mostly out of town the past few months for work and plans to start packing when her field season ends in a couple weeks.
We have a lot less space in the Bill Ray Center, so a lot of things are going to storage. So just trying to figure out our files and our books and things that we'll need to have over the next little while and pack it all up.
Sill's office mate, Rosalie Grant, is further along in the moving process. Last month, she took items off her wall, like artwork, maps, and family photos. Her fish tank went home, and she gave away her plants.
My office is looking pretty bare right now.
More than 100 Fish and Game employees and 43 from the Department of Corrections are relocating to the Bill Ray Center in waves. Correction moves in the beginning of April, and Fish and Game goes next in four phases. Renovation is scheduled to begin June 1st. Down the hall from Sill and Grant's office, biometrician Cray Van Kirk is really close to having his office entirely packed up.
We got rid of a lot of stuff. We were purging manuals from like 1995 and old Windows 95 disks and things and how to use this and how to use that.
Unlike everyone else at the Douglas Building, Van Kirk and two others are not moving to the Bill Ray Center. They're temporarily going to Fish and Game headquarters in Juneau, but will return to Douglas when the renovation is complete.
We've already, 2 years out, picked our desk formations and how they fit together, along with our little pen holders and cups and everything. That's all been typed up and sent out.
In the remodeled Douglas Building, Fish and Game employees will all be in 6x8-foot cubicles as part of the universal space standards being unrolled in state buildings throughout Alaska. None of the Fish and Game employees in Douglas will have an office anymore. Van Kirk says he has reservations about the open office model. He's gotten used to talking loudly with other biometricians in his office.
If we want to work on a stock assessment model and we have a particular issue and one of us says, hey, what do we do with this catch curve analysis? We can all sit here and jabber and make a bunch of noise. In a large area like that, I think we'll be more hesitant to do that because we don't want to bother somebody who's sitting 20 feet away who doesn't have anything to do with what we do.
Leon Schall has worked in the Douglas Building since 1984. He's not looking forward to relocating to the Bill Ray Center, but sees it as inevitable.
The building obviously needs some work as far as retaining heat. It's built to 1960s standards. So I think that part's necessary. And to accomplish that, I guess we have to move.
The state is leasing the Bill Ray Center from First National Bank Alaska for $49,000 a month. The renovation is expected to take about a year and a half. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.